All right.
Yeah, well, Betancourt moved up another notch. Now he's in a 40-man roster. But when you saw him in spring, did you begin there? Did you imagine that he would be able to help you so much at the point that he's playing every day?
Yeah, you know, I think through the course of spring training, we were fortunate to get a good look at Betancourt. He's matured a lot as a player. You can see that in his approach to the plate, his work ethic, his routine. So, again, we go back to, you know, a lot of these guys that are getting this opportunity and really grinded for a long time, and he's one of those guys that you have to be happy for, and, you know, he's contributing to this club's success right now.
You mentioned maturation at the plate. In your eyes, what does that mean?
So, discipline, swinging at balls in the zone. You know, he's had a good approach and good mindset. He's using the other side of the field very well. So that's kind of, in my eyes, as you grow as a hitter, you kind of understand your swing, your capabilities, and what you do well. But it takes time. It definitely takes time.
Do you think there's a fine line between playing in the big leagues and AAA? Because in his case, 5 years between major league appearances.
Right. Well, I think he did go to Korea for a couple of those. But there's a difference in AAA and the big leagues, for sure. And I think the main thing on the mound is that guys are able to throw their off-speed pitches behind in the count. They land breaking balls for strikes. They locate fastballs better. You know, the wipeout pitches start in the hitting zone, finish out, where I think at the lower levels, those guys are developing that ability, but they haven't refined it. And big league hitters will let you know. They won't expand. They don't swing. I mean, they do on really good breaking balls, but any pitch that starts out of zone, out of hand, generally guys at this level give up on. So.
Mark, how do you process too with him?
You talk to a lot of younger guys and giving them their chance at the bigs, but what about a guy like this where the conversation might go a little bit different?
Yeah, you know, the conversation really is the same. I mean, you love to reward guys for what they've earned, and this is a gentleman, Betancourt's a guy that's really earned this opportunity. He really performed well in spring training. He fit with our group. And again, you know, you have to be happy for a guy that's kind of a veteran journeyman that's grinded through years of trying to get back to the major leagues. And we have a few guys like that persevered and made a commitment to continuing to do what they love, and then now they're reaping the benefits and getting rewarded, which is great.
A guy who's persevered at the big league level now is on the IL for a while. What's the prognosis for Steven Gore?
Yeah, so he's got a grade 2 MCL sprain, and we'll kind of get back to him when he resumes baseball activities.
Any idea about how long that might be?
No, I have no timeline. It's just, again, we'll let you know when he starts back up with baseball stuff.
McDonald got put in a tough spot for his debut yesterday, but he's obviously thrilled to be up here. Another one of those guys. It's another one of his first. What drew you to him in terms of what you see in training camp?
Yeah, he's a kid that has baseball knowledge in terms of just playing the game. He does a lot of the fundamentals right. You know, Mickey's got some speed. He stole 26-plus bags in AAA last year, or AA, AAA. You know, and he's got a great spirit. He's a guy that comes in, works hard. You know, for us, rewarding a kid like that is a a positive in throughout our organization. And, you know, I threw him in the fire. I think you throw anybody in that situation. Lopez really had a good sinker last night and good everything. So he's he had electric stuff last night.
Did you say grade 2 MCL?
MCL. So John, hold on. I wrote it down just so I don't want to mess this up. Grade 2 MCL sprain.
MCL sprain.
Yeah.
So is that kind of a significant setback? I mean, even though he's not an everyday player, he's kind of a team leader, right?
He is. He'll still be a part of the group. He'll still be here with us. You know, he'll do his rehab here. And again, as I talked about, once he starts back on baseball activities, we'll give you guys more information.
So McDonald is a local kid. Do you remember your first game back at home when you were in the big leagues?
Ooh. Not really. It was Dodger Stadium. You know, a bit overwhelming, I'm sure. It was a blessing to probably not start in L.A. or in Angel Stadium with the pressure and the distractions of family and friends and wanting tickets. So I started in Florida, and now Mickey gets to start right here at home. It's pretty cool.
If players draw energy from being in their home environment, is it incumbent upon you guys to create your own energy right now, considering the lack of attendance the last couple of days?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, whether we're at home or on the road, we definitely understand that, you know, the way we go out and perform, how much energy we provide and bring to this team, you know, it's not just the players, it's the coaches, it's, you know, everyone that's involved. Guys come out to play the game and they're passionate about it regardless of, you know, where we are, whether we're at home or we're on the road.
Is it disconcerting in any way, or is it something you just can't deal with?
Don't have control of it, other than how we go out and perform and go about playing the game. That's really our focus. Our concern is, you know, going out and winning today.
Players often say they're fired up by big crowds. How do you get fired up with the small crowd like yesterday?
I think we got guys that are pretty fired up. They got an opportunity right in front of them, and, you know, they're going out and trying to earn and prove both, you know, young and old that they can perform at this level and we can win baseball games.
You know, I'll say it without you have to say it. The Orioles probably are not the most formidable offense you will face this season. They're still a major league offense, and you've given up 3 runs in 3 games. How has your pitching staff been able to do that?
Well, our pitching staff prepares really well. You know, that's a credit to Scott Emerson, to Marcus Jensen, to, you know, our baseball operations side, the game planning. I think our starters, someone mentioned yesterday in the press conference after the game, that we lead the league in innings pitched as a rotation, which that's another awesome stat to have, because they're getting deep in games and we're, you know, utilizing our bullpen and matching up. So regardless of the offense, I think our guys are throwing strikes, which we always talk about, and getting ahead of hitters and winning counts, winning important counts right now.
So. Yeah, one. 2 out of 3, despite having like 3 earned runs in those games. So is there a common thread in the offense that you're seeing in terms of how you can be more productive?
Well, I think if you look at, and I don't have the stats in front of me, unfortunately, but I think our offense is at the top of the league in runs scored. You know, I think we've done a good job at controlling what we do well and putting the ball in play with runners in scoring position. We didn't yesterday. You know, it's 13 games in, so we're kind of settling in and getting our feet on the ground and identifying things, yeah.
Mark, what has the bullpen for you done well? They don't necessarily have the kind of blow-away velocity, but they've been effective. What are they doing?
Well, again, I touch on, you know, coming in and throwing strikes. You know, I think they've had an opportunity to get some positive matchups. As we talked about in Philly, Vince, we wanted to land them in situations to have success early because of the inexperience. I think we were fortunate to be able to do that with most of them. And I think they've built their confidence around some of these small successes that we've had. And we still are in it, you know, early. There's still, you know, a lot of progress that we can look to and build on. So that's what I got for you, Vinny.
You a basketball fan?
I am.
Looking forward to Warriors Nuggets Game 3, because you can't watch Game 4, I assume. Very nice.
The Warriors. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. As long as we get home in time, right?
Yeah.
As long as the rain stays away. Good?
Thanks for your time.
All right.